Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love. We got a show today dealing with a subject that I've been following closely and had a lot of speakers on regarding the subject of 2012 Unveiled, what's really going on with the time acceleration, as it's sometimes referred to. Had different speakers on. Some of them have written as many as two books on the subject of 2012. There's a lot of new information I've been distilling and processing, and it's really, as of recently, come down to a few articles that I find really exceptional. The article 2012 Unveiled, which I have linked at the top of the Cosmic Love website, if you haven't looked at that, or if you know how to open up a separate page while you're listening to the show, or later you can go back. It'll be up for the next 2 weeks to the next show. So any feedback you would like to have over the next 2 weeks, or if you've had a chance to look at that before the show, I'd like to talk with you about it. This is a call-in show. The number's there. For calling in or on the BBS website, on the Cosmic Love website on BBS Radio. This subject of 2012 is getting a lot of attention. It's kind of the essence of the big changes that's really going on, the change that we can all really, I won't say believe in. I'd like to reframe that as more of a scientific understanding. And I'm going to go into that today. The Greek word that applies to a common word, apocalypse, commonly associated with the 2012 thing. The word apocalypse actually means the lifting of the veil. And you might say lifting of the veil of separation from full spectrum conscience. And that veil of separation is rapidly thinning at an accelerated rate through 2011, 2012. The timeline is debatable on whether the real shift will hit the fan, so to speak. Whether in 2011 or 2012, I'm going to be discussing that. As the veil thins or is otherwise lifted, our perception of time adjusts to the cosmic cycles at this unique time of acceleration. This is a unique time in Earth's cosmic history. One of the leading Mayan calendar scholars is Carl Johan Kalaman. He's a PhD, and he makes a good case that the real end for the Mayan calendar is actually October 28, 2011, based on evidence rather than belief. And he explains this at a website, the Mayan End Date, which I have posted again on the Cosmic Love website. You can click on that and read about that at length. Now, I put these article links up there, researched them, and put them up there for you to peruse. We can discuss during another show. This is an ongoing theme, because it deals so much with what the whole world is going through right now, whether we know it or like it or not, I sometimes say. And to get a grasp of this movement, which I sometimes refer to the awakening movement, which is now going global, affecting all of us, you can go to the website link I have there at the Cosmic Love website at heartcom.org/awakeningmovement.htm. That link is there to click on, and you can also read about the dimensional shift, which is a link in an article which is very interesting, with another article by this Carl Johan Kalaman and his credentials, where he's coming from. I think he's had about 1,500 peer-reviewed scientific papers written, and three books. Two books published, another book coming out on the subject of 2012, the Mayan calendar. So, I would say the concern of the hour for a lot of people who are feeling a lot of stress because of the changes that we're all seeing is to pace yourself. And I would say bless your heart is the deep shift accelerates. The time shift accelerates, the deep shift accelerates, which is compressing time faster through this end date of 2011 or 2012. However it plays out, the rate of change is definitely accelerating. And as I've often explained on this show, the rate of change is also accelerating because of the instant, everywhere, interactive nature of the computer internet revolution that has virtually removed all time and space in our global village. And the instant, everywhere, interactive nature of communications is one of the big acceleration factors that we see. And sometimes I refer to it as the judgment on all that is less than fully conscious or full spectrum conscious, I refer to. So pace yourself as world changes accelerate, because there's plenty of time. There's an abundance of time because time as we know it is being compressed or accelerated to the now, you might say, moment to moment. So quality time now trumps quantity. It's the harmonization, you might say, of the moment, keeping harmony. Sometimes I refer to that harmony as the harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane that's swirling around us, the all-seeing eye in the center of the hurricane. That has that presence of mind, like a still mountain lake that reflects the heavens and makes it possible to also see through the still surface of that mountain lake to the deep lake bed. And it's like the analogy there is to the surface of consciousness or the stream of consciousness. And when it's steady and calm, it reflects the heavens, and you can also peer into the depths of being. So, as I said, quality time trumps quantity, just like the sacred divine order trumps the secular human Maya. The Maya, that expression of Maya as an illusion, as in delusion, is often referenced to the, it comes, I guess, from the Mayan calendar, the Mayan civilization. And the article that I have headlined there at the top of the Cosmic Love page, 2012 Unveiled, has a really good background on the Mayan civilization and how they became degenerate, as we all know, with child sacrifice. But at the same time, they had their luminary, brilliant leaders who gave us that understanding of cycles within cycles, the very deep complexity of cosmic cycles, as directly affects human consciousness and the evolution of civilizations on Earth. So that article, 2012 Unveiled, is the best overview synopsis I've found on the subject, or an introduction to the subject, and more in-depth articles by scholars like Carl Johan Kalman. And there's two of his articles that are referenced from that original article, headline article, 2012 Unveiled. So I'm going to be going into that a little bit. This thing of time compression, the acceleration of time compression, the more that time compresses, the more that knowing in the now goes mainstream. And this is happening. There's an awakening going on. As I said, there's awakening going on to what's really happening in the world because of the internet, because of modern communications. And again, that technology, the physical reflexes, what's going on in, basically the cosmic cycles of the moment, this cycle through 2011-2012. So you have more people knowing better to do better, which is not only the internet, wherever you want to go in the world today, whatever you want to know, it's at your fingertips, but this is ultimately knowing what full spectrum conscious conscience, full spectrum love really means. We all know what autism means as far as full spectrum disorder, but rarely do we hear about what full spectrum love really means. And of course, cosmic love is the theme of this show on BBS Radio, and this understanding of full spectrum awareness, consciousness, love, the consciousness movement. This is a subject that we'd like to discuss, or cuss and discuss, as I sometimes refer to, in my less attained awareness sometimes. But this is not an easy shift for those who are stuck in love-challenged habits of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting. You know, the four sides of the pyramid of being, as I sometimes geometrically refer to the four lower bodies of consciousness, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Nor is this an easy time for our core social institutions, as we're seeing right now, and it's in our face all the time with the news, and we're seeing how they, a lot of also stuckness, stuck in love, challenged habits of governing, the media, mediating, the healing, the healthcare system, and the economy, doing business. These are the four sides of the pyramid of civilization, I sometimes refer to. So take heart. You know, that's kind of the main theme, you know. Take heart. The genesis of global freedom is for the living, not for the dead. And love wins in the end for those who are winning from the beginning. In other words, it's not aptitude as much as attitude that determines your altitude, you know, whether you soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. So keeping it upbeat, as in, you know, more light, taking heart easier and faster, I'm going to go into a poem I actually did. I've been working on this. I've had numerous drafts this last couple weeks. And this is what I do with the show, you know, week to week. The off week, I work on copy and play with concepts and delve into this subject, this theme of the evolution, revolution, revelation process that's going on this 2011-2012 timeline. So a general theme of being in the moment, a fully present moment, fully conscious awareness and awakening in this process of accelerating time, you might say, is letting the past be past. You know, the past is prologue. We go to where we're coming from, and the best way to predict the future is to create it now in full faith that blessed is what blessing does. Now, this is the title of my poem. Don't consider myself a poet. I play with words a lot, but so here's the poem I've worked on, and I'd appreciate your feedback. Call in if you will. Like I say, this is a call-in show. We can discuss this. But the theme is. Of this poem is blessed is what blessing does. And here we go. In the continuum of vast space-time relativity, we're all accountable to relative selectivity. Relations of relevance and ultimate reverence will thin the veil, which by default means severance. Bless your heart in good faith to conceive. Better than good is what best will relieve. Far better to know best than just to believe. Blessing for all is what best will achieve. Praying and working for what is the best, forgiving the past and all the rest, laughing at hardships, all in good jest, hatching blessings like a bird on its nest. Nurture those blessings with pure intention. Blessed are those who thus focus attention. Evolution unfolds as the divine in ascension. Glimpse the grandeur of God-love dimension. anchor this vision for great love's retention. Heaven blesses far more than just aptitude. The leaven for living bread is a healthy attitude. The attitude that blesses is the spirit of gratitude. Love is forgiving, lifting the veil of one's altitude. Grace is the consequence, a resonant beatitude. There is rhyme and reason to divine love's valuation. It's really quite simple, wholehearted consecration. The vow for love, virtue, leads to synchronization. Claim the victory of love, conscientious realization. Best ideas coalesce through kind participation. Above is below and left to right visualization. The depth of conscience for profound mediation. Mass to mass telecom for global harmonization. Mass awakening naturally follows higher revelation. May the Great Spirit bless you with this affirmation. May your heart's meditations be divine confirmation. May the thoughts of your mind know determination. Blessing is what best does for practical integration. So that would be that. What you can't see hearing it is, and this poem is again posted on the Cosmic Love website for the next 2 weeks. I have different stanzas there, or different lines there in this poem highlighted, and they're hot linked. You can put the cursor from your mouse over it, click on it, and go to a whole website that goes into that understanding. For example, the second to last stanza, each line in that stanza is a website, and it corresponds to the five dimensions of consciousness that I've quite often talked about metaphorically, which is the only way you can understand dimensionality and the dimensionality of consciousness. The understanding of these five dimensions are in the five lines of that stanza. And when I say the best ideas coalesce through kind participation, that's the first dimension. You might say that's the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, kind participation. The second line in that stanza is above as below and left to right visualization. That's two-dimensional. There's a whole website that gets into the two-dimensional graphics that really are referring to three-dimensional concepts. And that understanding of dimensionality, the depth, you might say, of conscience, which is the third line in that stanza, the depth of conscience for profound mediation. In other words, taking it to another level or another dimension. There's a whole website that goes into that. And that's a website that on the cosmic cube, a three-dimensional cube, which is sometimes referred to, in the Mysteries of God as one of the most powerful thought forms in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet. Now, that's saying a lot, I know. That's why I hot-linked that line to a whole website on the cosmic cube and that understanding of dimensionality of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness. And actually, light language as the light of consciousness in a two-dimensional way is referred to, explained with the website in the second line of that stanza. The fourth line of that stanza, mass-to-mass telecom for global harmonization. That's a whole website. That's the white paper I did on hardware. Hardware as the next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware. You can read about that. That concept deserves some in-depth orientation. So there's a website link to that fourth line. The fifth line, mass awakening natural follows higher revelation. That's the link to the awakening movement. And the awakening movement gets into more of geometrically ordered divinity, frames of reference for understanding what's going on with consciousness conceptually, emotionally, cooperatively, holistically, with self and civilization. And it gets into the realization that integrity, the integration holistically of the first three principles, the LO and the V and the love model, that this integrity is what integration does both individually and collectively. Such integrity is what it means to be fully present being, and that's being's an acronym for be in God. And God is geometrically ordered divinity, the love model. That's the theme that I focus on in the show. So this holistic integrity not only represents 5D consciousness individually, five-dimensional consciousness individually, but also represents our net reality through mass-to-mass telecommunications in all five dimensions collectively. And this is the same geometrized process in our collective consciousness from the sixth to the tenth dimension, as I've explained in the website on 10 dimensions, which is really the simplest breakdown. It's an author I referenced in this article. It explains how the first five dimensions are an individual function, and the second five dimensions correspond to a collective resonance along the same lines as the first five dimensions, but collectively, and how that affects our collective unconscious or collective subconscious, sometimes referred to. So you have the integration, a holistic integration that's going on, this process is going on, and whether you think it's or believe it's, or, you know, sense it's going on because of the cosmic energies, they're accelerating and shifting in the universe, or the sector of the universe, or galaxy, or whether you think it's a function of the internet, the computer internet revolution, which is accelerating the rate of change with this instant everywhere interactive connection that we all have with each other. It's still happening. And of course, I believe it's, to me, common sense would be that as above, so below, they're related. What's going on Earth is an integral function, integral as in, you know, integrity as in integration. You know, it's all related to what's going on in cosmos and what's going on in Earth. And this is the time in the cycles when it's really coming to a head with big drama. So the fifth dimension of cognitive perspicacity, which is a great word, I could not leave that out, whether individually or collectively, it's full realization of wholeness revelation, this concept of holistic integration of the holographic field of quantum potential. In other words, and I have links that you may have read previously on the holographic universe and the holographic field of quantum reality, quantum potential. And this is the potential that each of us optimizes or realizes through pure intention, focused attention, and thus evolutionary ascension in all four dimensions, the holistic integration of those four dimensions, you might say, is the fifth dimension, as the capstone of the four-sided dimensions of the pyramid of self and civilization. So this concept of the holographic universe, the holographic field of consciousness, some people refer to it as the holodeck between our ears, you know, where we create reality. The frame of reference, the geometric frames of reference that I orient the concept of what's going on here in the holodeck, you know, and how we program the holodeck, or how we the tools for understanding, or the thought forms for understanding what's going on in that three-dimensional, four-dimensional, five-dimensional holodeck between our ears. This is the metaphor I've used of the cosmic cube, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, the pyramid of self and civilization. And each side of that pyramid, of the four sides, is really, there's a threefold nature to it, which is like a holographic representation of the 3D holographic principles, the L, O, and the V. Now, those who know about holograms, you can take any part of a hologram and get a picture of the whole from any part. Well, it's the same with the four sides of a holographic pyramid. There's a holographic, a 3D holograph of the 4D and the 5D, but you don't get the full picture, but you get a picture of it. And they're all holographically integrated. And so those who have studied the fractal universe, and fractal geometry, fractal geometry all through nature, the energy fields and the geometry, the repeating fractal patterns. Matter of fact, they had a thing on fractals on the show on TV the other night. I saw on numbers, which I enjoy watching every once in a while. And the concept and the understanding of fractals is going mainstream. Well, now is the time for these concepts of the holographic universe and the holographic consciousness and the holographic brain, how that works, consciousness within the brain, what's going on there. So I thought I would delve into this a little bit, the brain's holographic field of consciousness, and go into this understanding of the holographic multidimensional field of energy within the cosmic cube, you might say, of energy between the upper brain, the lower brain, the left brain, the right brain, the forebrain, the rear brain, what's going on with the energies in the cosmic computer between your ears. So just as the clothes you wear are an extension of the skin, and the car you drive is an extension of the feet, and the computer you use is an extension of the brain, consciousness itself is an extension of the holographic field of energy between your ears. And I'm referring to now, there is a holographic order to the universe. We are in the universe, and the universe is in us. And it's one of the most, the body is one of the most amazing things, the human body and the universe that any of us knows. And the understanding of holographs and holographic fields and holographic consciousness between our ears, the order of the universe is in you. To the extent that you understand that order, the laws and language of that divine order, basically how to program the holodeck, the more self-control, self-governance, self-elevation, you might say salvation as a process, self-elevation, soul evolution, the more adept you can become as an adept. So each one's psychology is a holographic field of cognitive capabilities that are virtually programmed into cellular DNA memory, the subconscious. As above, the astrophysics of your astrology, so below, the womb environment, your core formative creation in the womb. And there is a timekeeper of cosmic proportions that maintains the grand symphony of harmonics in the ocean of quantum actuality that we interpret as reality. To the extent that we harmonize with this divine order, to that extent are we in sync with the natural order of the reality of the universe in the cosmic scheme of things. So divine destiny follows divine sync. As I said, as above, so below. We go to where we're coming from, ultimately getting what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. And this is, again, a function of pure intention, focused attention for our evolutionary ascension. So this is a process. And in this process, the only thing we have to worry about ultimately is that we fail to exercise the free will, or exercise all that's less than free will. Exorcise, might say, misqualified habits of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting. And so the pure intention is to exercise free will, free thinking, free loving, free doing that fulfills our highest and best divine plan, individually and collectively. But that's always a choice, moment to moment. And this is where the accelerating time in the present, being fully present, really has premium value. This concept of being wholly awake or fully present. The Buddhists have another name for it, but that concept is really a concept of harmony as the healer. And you might say celestial music is the medium, celestial music. So the orchestration of this grand symphony is from above, the music of the spheres. We've got these spherical energies, galaxies, spherical galaxies, spiral nebulae. We've got, these planetary systems, great, huge stars going in huge cycles. It's a grand symphony. And mastery of this medium, this medium of this grand symphony, begins in the formative years, the imprinting of one's environment, the nature of one's upbringing, and the nurturing that cultures heart, head, and hand. We all have latent God-given gifts and talents that are programmed into our DNA during gestation. Programmed into the DNA in your cells by the computer language that the cells understand, which is the fractal nature of the universe. Call it geometrically ordered divinity, or G-O-D for short. It's the geometrized order of the universe imprinted in your psychology, programmed by your astrology during the creation of your body in the womb. And then there's a science to this. This isn't woo-woo. This is pretty amazing stuff. It goes back to ancient Chinese understanding of acupuncture and the energy fields of the body, the order of the universe, and how it's programmed in the womb during pregnancy. The ancient Chinese understood how the energy fields of the seven glandular centers, the chakras, corresponded to the programming of a child's energy fields in the womb. Now, this is an advanced science that drug-based contemporary medicine has suppressed to our detriment, even though quantum physics has well explained that how we live in an ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. According to this ancient science of the order of the universe regarding the programming during pregnancy, programming of our DNA, you might say, of our subconscious, the 12 lower spine vertebrae in a pregnant woman acts as a step-down transformer, like a modem for the cosmic energies of the 12 constellations. As a single fertilized cell in the womb, as you went through the extraordinary cell division process, as you split from one cell into two, two into four, four into eight, etc., until you became a baby, there was an incredible, you might say, recreation. The story of creation, the story of the evolution of all life from a single fertilized cell, from a single cell or a seed, into a full, or you could say the whole history of the evolution of humanity, from a single, from, you know, from cellular life on Earth, if you believe that's how Earth was seeded. Other people believe that the star people brought humanoids down and seeded the Earth. Then I leave that open. But at the same time, if you think of what each of us went through from a single fertilized cell and the incredible tension of the splitting of that cell into two, and those two into four, and those four into eight, until you became a baby. Now, if you think about how the body was created and what was going on energetically in the womb, I mean, the thought that the Chinese understood how the 12 lower vertebrae were step-down generators for the 12 constellations and imprinted our cellular memory, you know, with our astrology, psychology. It's an amazing concept. But really, if you understand energy fields of the body, as advanced acupuncturists do, it's an amazing science of how there's all these meridians. There's 12 major meridians, 104 minor meridians, and it's like there's principles of the universe in our energy field of our body that modern medicine that's based on the chemistry of disease rather than the energies of health, modern medicine barely touches or just doesn't go there. And that's another subject I've got into in the show before, and I'm not going to say anything more about that. But anyway, this is really the core of our formative experience was the programming of your energetic being as an integral programmed function of the cosmic nature of the heavens during your body's creation. So think about that. The psychology of your astrology behind your theology, your frame of reference for God, geometrically ordered divinity, or God, however you think of God, this is all the quintessence of being. And I use that acronym, B-E-I-N-G, be in God, as the geometrized astrological programming language that is the language of the order of the universe. It's the language of the order of fractal, the fractal universe, the holographic universe. It's really amazing how the ancients understood this. You know, ancient Hermetic philosophy that said, in the beginning, God geometrized. There is an order to the universe, and modern quantum physics is discovering how the energy fields within fields, this ocean of energy around us that we interpret, you know, as physical when it's, we all know that, you know, quantum reality is that it's just energy. There are laws to the energy, and there's right dynamic energy fields, there's round magnetic energy fields, there's radiant energy fields, and it's the same with your astrology. There's right dynamic energy fields, the squares, oppositions in your charts, there's round magnetic energy fields, the conjunctions and the blending of energies in your chart, and there's radiant energy fields with signs and with the sextiles and trines. So it's interesting how there are these laws of the universe on all levels that are really the programming language for the bioenergetic reality that we live in, for the holodeck between our ears, and for the language of consciousness that could, that as we become more aware of it, we become more conscious of how we're conscious. And that's the evolutionary ascent process to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So modern quantum physics is rediscovering what the original acupuncturists knew so well. And in fact, just as ancient Hermetic wisdom says, in the beginning God geometrized, in the end we all become what we geometrize in our DNA. It's like our potential. It's like the quantum potential in our psychology, astrology, theology. It's how we geometrize, how our DNA has been geometrized. And it's how our cellular computers continue to reboot and replicate, you know, because the DNA continues to replicate. And I'm going to be going into this a little bit, the concept of DNA replication and how important that is, how important it is for really good nourishment, DNA material while a child is in the womb, and how it's important to nurture that DNA in the womb and physically since then, you know, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I mean, there is music programs that have been developed for children in the womb that are some of the highest musical forms that have been found with kinesiology, muscle testing, to really optimize, you might say, the harmonic environment, the sea of energy in which a child experiences in the womb. So music is a powerful tool for hemispheric balancing. A lot of people know about different music. The show 2 weeks ago with Mitchell Gibson got into that, the music that he has, CDs that he's developed for hemispheric balance. And we're talking about hemispheric balance, not just the two hemispheres, but the four quadrants of those two hemispheres. And you might say the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions of your holodeck. What's going on between your ears? There's a science to this. And the understanding of it is a way to basically culture higher dimensional awareness in your life and in all those that you're involved with, especially when you are making music with an instrument of pure vibrational mastery, such as the violin, or with any instrument. You can make music in a way that speaks to the mind strings of your whole, you might say, speaks to the mind and heart of your whole being in ways that your visualizations, your meditations, your determination and your holistic integration will benefit. So it's like a concept of whole body, holistic body disciplines. Well, there's holistic emotional and mental and spiritual disciplines, and music is a wonderful tool in that regard. So I go into this concept on the website Awakening Movement, if you read that, the geometry, the archetypes, you might say, of the geometry, the pure geometry frames of reference for understanding different processes of consciousness, for involving and evolving consciousness. So you may find that interesting. I thought I'd get into a little bit of the DNA factor and how you can reboot your DNA, upgrade your DNA. Like I say, DNA is always going through replication, and everyone's interested in how they can feed their DNA, you know, with the best environment in which it can thrive. And I say this because the DNA is a transceiver. It both transmits and it receives. And it's important to understand how this DNA modem for cosmic energies and for, you know, global local energies, you know, what's going on in the world through your consciousness and how that impacts your DNA, and what's going on, you know, in cosmos and how DNA is changing anyway. There's a harmonic resonance going on. DNA is like a tuning fork, and it's one of the most amazing, you know, the science of DNA and what goes on with DNA, and I have different reference to this in the articles I've linked on the Cosmic Love website that goes more into DNA. But what I thought I would go into is I'm always looking at ways that I can have a win-win for listeners and myself, and I thought I'd go a little bit into the richest source of genetic material on the planet for cell replication, for you might say DNA food, for the glands, the seven glands, the seven chakras. It's an adaptogen. It's an ultra, like one of the names I've trademarked for this food is Ultra Food. It's the Swedish flower pollen extract. And I brokered that into the United States for quite a few years. I have a link on the Cosmic Love website on the Swedish pollen extract. I wanted to go into this in a previous show. The subject came up, and I've worked with that pollen extract over about 30 years, and I brokered it to a lot of major companies. Went to Sweden, met with the owners of this company. When it first came to the United States, it led the Swedish Stock Exchange because it just really took off, and it took off through medical nutrition companies, a lot of health nutrition companies like Twin Labs and Rainbow Light Nutritional Systems, Metagenics, and others picked it up. And it kind of fell out of use in the United States because it's so expensive. Now, the story on this, this pollen extract, because I'm providing it in bulk. I'm batching orders for members of my email list. I've got several thousand people on the list. If you'd like to be on it, you can just email me. But I also, for listeners of the radio show, I thought I'd go into this. You might find it interesting. And how this transceiver, you know, the DNA, is the micronutrients that feed them are really the micronutrients of life, the core micronutrients. In this case, we're talking about a nutraceutical from at the very base of the food chain, a pollen extract. The whole food chain comes from pollen, and the Swedish company discovered which select pollens have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans. Well, you can go to the link on the Cosmic Love website and read about it, the Swedish pollen extract story. What I haven't said before to the news group or to the show, if you're interested in this amazing superfood, is that there's 3,000 milligrams of pure nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, which is really what the pollen extract is. It's like royal jelly without the bees. It's in the story of it, how it's harvested without bees, select pollens for quality control, and how it's extracted without chemicals and then pre-digested with live enzymes, so it's hypoallergenic. It's non-allergenic. It's quite an amazing story. It has a rather strong taste, and you just take a little bit at a time. Like I say, there's 3,000 milligrams in a level teaspoon. Yogurt is my favorite carrier for it. You can put it on cereal or blender drinks, smoothies. I just put it in juice sometimes. Anyway, one bottle of this Ultra Food is the equivalent that I've been selling on the website of the pure powder. One bottle of that, which is about 5 ounces, is the equivalent of 22.8 bottles of 60 capsules or tablets of 100 milligrams each. And at 2 units per day, that's 22.8 months of bare maintenance usage. And that's what most companies sold this pollen extract in, was 100 milligram capsules or tablets. Now realize it's a whole food concentrate. It's really the richest source of micronutrients at the source of the food chain. And therefore, I suggest you keep it in the freezer. And like I say, it's 22.8 months of usage. And it's got about a good 2-year storage life if you keep it in the freezer. And this is really high potency stuff. It's like rocket fuel for hormonal health. You know, vital hormonal precursors in the body, your white blood count, your sperm count, your vital force. It really is what makes a queen bee out of a worker. You know, it's not genetics that makes a queen bee. They give it the bees store this royal jelly. They suck out the nucleic material from those microscopic pollen grains, and they store it. When they need a queen bee, they give it to a regular worker, and it becomes a queen, like 5 times larger, living about 7 times longer, and incredibly fertile, turning out tens of thousands of eggs. So it's amazing stuff. And when you think that your glands regulate all systems in the body, it's what brings the body into balance or homeostasis. And likewise, your immune system improves dramatically. White blood cells increase to attack pathogens. and your regenerative, you know, cell replication of all the cells in your body and the DNA, the reproductive system is optimized. So this is how you can vitalize or otherwise empower homeostasis, balance, wholeness, and healing in the body in quite dramatic way. So I thought you might be interested in the Ultra Food. Like I say, there's a link on the Cosmic Love website. I haven't gone into this before. It's a highly potent stuff. You just use an eighth of a teaspoon, a day, and you can do it that way, just like a bulk whole food concentrate. Just realize it's superfood, this Ultra Food pollen extract, and it's an adaptogen. So what's going on with people as the rate of change accelerates? Their body needs to adapt. Their mind needs to adapt. Their spirit needs to adapt to basically ride the wave of change, accelerating change, and to be in sync with the universe, you might say. As I said, the DNA is like a tuning fork, and healthy DNA is healthy cell replication. It's anti-aging. It's cell rejuvenation, life extension. It's vim vigor and vitality, more energy, more light, more consciousness, easier and faster. I mean, this is the best win-win I can offer you on the show. You can take a small amount of this and build up, say, an eighth of a teaspoon per day, and that stay there if that's your comfort zone, or gradually work up to a fourth teaspoon per day. See how that works over a month or two, and building health is a gradual process. So, as I've explained, I believe on that pollen extract website, on the Cosmic Love website, Ultra Foods like white light in the body, or full spectrum health intelligence. The body will heal itself if you give it what it needs. It's also been said that the body is the temple of the living spirit. You know, you keep a healthy temple and the spirit dwells within. So the concept of greater service, greater, more energy, health empowerment. I mean, all healers, the first obligation is to heal thyself, be thou made whole. So note how the words heal thyself and healthy self go together. Heal thy healthy. So this is there's a lot of ways, like I say, you can optimize your cellular environment with energies, with music, but there's also the Ultra Food. So I thought I would finish the show with that. Those who are interested can contact me through the Cosmic Love website. I look forward to being back in a couple of weeks with more information on this big shift dynamic. So thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. This is a wrap for today, and I look forward to talking with you when you call, email, or listen next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, Look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality, that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.